The Lord has given me several messages on God Almighty. This is number four. This time is God Almighty, the God of all comfort. And you know, I was thinking about this as I began to read and study. I found so much encouragement in the scriptures as how God wants to give comfort. And I was thinking, you know, we, on a daily basis, we face different kinds of situations. And a lot of times these situations are difficult. And they seem to bombard it. We're bombarded with all kinds of trials and problems. But God loves us. He created us. He loves his creation. And he is the God of all comfort. So when we are going through hard times, which we are, your hard times may not be the same as mine. But everyone as human beings go through hard times. You're not going to go through this life and just skate by and everything's sunshine, so to speak, every day. But God wants to give us comfort in those times, in those difficult times. We need God. And when we have these times, we need to call upon him. And he will hear and he will care about what happens to us. I want somebody to be a reader for me and read nice and loud. Let's go to start out with Matthew 5:4.
Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
So if you're going through a time that you feel sorrow, maybe you lost a loved one, or maybe you've been separated from a loved one. You may not have lost a loved one, but that loved one is not there with you. And you begin to mourn in your heart. But the scripture says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. God has provided a way to give us comfort in our time of trouble, whenever, whatever we're distressed about. You know, there's no need for us to hold our head down and get under depression. A lot of people deal with depression, but we don't have to. Amen. Because God is the God of all comfort. He is God Almighty. He's there to help us. We need to stop and think. When we feel we're having a struggle over something that just seems like we can't get the victory over, God wants to give us victory. He wants us to be happy. You know, outside it's cloudy today, but do we have to be cloudy in our heart? No. We can bring sunshine. Because the sunshine of God can flow right on us. And we just need to tap into it. You know, sometimes people in the Bible, there was it's called the prodigal son. And he went the wrong way. He asked his father for all that the father owed him. I mean, his inheritance. And he took it and he went into a far country and he spent it just living riotous life. In other words, as long as he had money, he had friends. But then he began to get in want. His money was gone. He had no one would give him. So you would think all those friends that were having a good time with him when he had money would take him in, but they didn't. And so he ended up in the pig pen. Right? And the scriptures say he fain would have filled his belly with the husk that the swines did eat. It sounds to me like he probably ate some of it, but he would have filled up on it. He was in such desperate need. But you know what? He got to thinking. I will arise. I will go to my father. And I will tell him, I'm no more worthy to be call your son, but make me as one of your hired servants. He thought, well, these hired servants are living better than I am in my father's house. Well, the same way with God. He's God Almighty. We can have these things, this comfort and help in our time of need, and all we need to do is tap into it. We need to think about, you know, why am I destitute? Why am I doing this and feeling down and feeling like no one cares about me and feel deserted? Why? Because I have God Almighty and He cares. He doesn't forsake us. We don't need to feel down. We don't need to feel forsaken because He is God of the universe. All we have to do is tap into it. Go to Him. Tell Him our troubles. Ask Him for help. He will help us. Don't let the enemy railroad us and walk all over us and make us feel like we're the scum of the earth. People will tell you those things, but you don't have to accept it because your Father, we have a heavenly Father that cares and sees and knows everything. Let's go to Isaiah 40 and 1.
Isaiah 40 and 1. Comfort ye my people, saith your God.
Comfort ye my people, says who?
God.
God. That's what He wants to do. You know, He didn't make us and put us on this earth and forsake us. He's right there. He wants to comfort you. No matter what, when the chips are down, He is there to give you comfort. You and I. 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 3.
Blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort.
Blessed be the God of our fathers, and He is the God of mercy. If we make mistakes, we don't have to stay down in the dump. We might feel really bad. I made a bad mistake in life. You could feel like that. But you don't have to stay there and wallow in it and walk every day with your head down. I made a bad mistake. No, He's a God of mercy. Go to Him. Lord God, I made a mess of things. Will you forgive me for my sins? Will you forgive me for my wrongs? Will you forgive me for these things I did? And will you accept me back into your kingdom? Will you come into my life and give me a different life? Give me hope. He's a God of hope. His comfort gives us hope. And so you can bring all of those things to, no matter what the circumstance is, bring it to God. And He will comfort you because He's the God of all comfort. Psalms 129, let's read 81 to 88. I want to encourage you to come to the Lord. 120, it's either, I have 129, but if it's not, it's 119. And verse 81 to 88.
Okay. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. My eyes fail for thy word, saying, who will thou comfort me?
See, you can come to the Lord. And He will comfort us. Isaiah 61, 1 and 2. I have lots of scriptures, but I want you to understand that God wants to comfort us. He does not want you to feel alone and forsaken.
So proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Yes. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn.
You see, Jesus, when he came, he went to the temple and he opened the scripture and he began to read this. And when he did, he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your hearing. Something like that. The thing is, through Jesus, this was prophesied years before Jesus came. But through Jesus, we are able to have this great comfort. God sent his son to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive. If you feel that you are bound by something, habits and those things, Jesus came to free you. We do not have to stay bound by a habit of any sort, because the power of God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's willing and able to free you and to deliver you. We must believe in him and know that he is the enemy of our soul, or make us feel like, I got this habit, I got this problem, and I can't help it. He's a liar. Because of Jesus. Jesus came to break those bounds. He said to bind up the brokenhearted and to set at liberty to the captives. He wants to free everyone that will come to him. You can come to this altar bound by habits and problems and things you cannot seem to get over. And you can get up from that altar and walk out of here a free person. Yes, that's what Jesus brought. That's what he died for. He didn't die to keep us in our sins. He didn't die to where we couldn't do any better. He died that we might be free. And this scripture is the one that lets us know what Jesus came for. Yes, amen. He is the God of all comfort. He is a compassionate God. If we remember when Jesus was walking the down on this earth, he would see people with different diseases, different problems, and he healed the sick. He gave liberty to the captive. If we remember the man that was bound by all those spirits, he couldn't live in society, and God freed him. And then the ones that were blind, he healed the blind. Those that couldn't walk, he gave them the ability to walk. He is just the same today. Yes. He will give us the ability to walk. He will heal blind eyes.
Yes. Amen.
He will do all of these things. He is the God of all comfort. It comes from God through Jesus, and we have the privilege of taking advantage of it. Just like the prodigal son woke up and realized, you know, I better go to my father. I don't have to live like this. Today we can go to our Father, God Almighty. We don't have to live bound by anything of the devil.
Amen.
He said, when Lazarus was dead, he said, Lazarus, come forth. And he came forth. And then he said, loose him and let him go. He didn't have to be bound by those grave clothes anymore. And we don't have to be bound by anything. Maybe sometimes people pick up all kinds of habits. Some of them have habits of can't tell the truth. They just can't tell it like it's supposed to be. They have a bound, but God is willing to loose them. Yes, some people have a nasty mouth. They can't even speak right. Every word they say is a bad word. God came to loose them. You don't have to be bound by those things. Some people have alcoholic habits. They can't help it. But if they come to Jesus, he can take that away from them, take the taste away from them, and deliver them. Amen. It's time to preach deliverance to the captives. The opening of the prison to them found. The devil will make you think you can't do no better. He's a liar and the father of it. We have to realize that God is still God. He's still God Almighty.
Yes, he is.
In 2026, he's still God Almighty. And he is the God of all comfort. He'll take away all these things that trouble you and set you free. Let's go now to Psalm 71 and 21. Sister Carla, there's a song called Does Jesus Care? Don't you know a verse of that?
I think I know a verse of it.
Will you sing a verse of it, please?
Does Jesus care when I oppress, I know my Jesus sees and cares when burdens press me to the ground. I know my Jesus cares. Oh, oh yes, I know he cares.
Oh yes, Lord. Compassionate Father. He cares about his creation. He cares about us. You can say he cares about me. We can take it personally. And he is a loving Lord. He's not a mean, not a harsh God. He's a loving and caring Father.
Thank you, Lord.
I was thinking about, and Carl, you remember when I couldn't walk, right?
Yes, I remember.
You remember, do you remember Sister Ann pushing me in the wheelchair into the church?
I do.
The Lord promised me he would heal me. And one day he did, and I was able to walk from the back of that church to the front of the church. Thank and been Lord. Walking ever since. He is a healer, and he's fully able. There's nothing too hard for God. Sometimes the devil will look, he'll say, oh, you got cancer. Oh, you got this. Oh, you got that. God can take care of it. It doesn't matter what it is. We need to know that, and we need to believe that. Psalm 71, 21.
Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side.
Listen to that. On every side. Sometimes you might be, can't sleep. Have you ever had nights you couldn't sleep?
Yes, yes.
God wants to comfort you in those nights when you can't sleep. He wants to be a help to you. Maybe you have a bad problem, stomach problem, any kind of problem. It's not too big and it's not too little. Sometimes we say, oh, this is just nothing. It's just a little something. It's not too little for God. Take it to him. Amen. And know that he's willing to do something about it. Maybe you have a relationship problem. Seem like you can't get along with somebody, or they can't get along with you. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Help, Lord. He's able. He's able to make changes in those problems. I have a relationship problem right now that I have. It's not really my fault. Boy, I can't do anything. But do you know God can?
Yes, ma'am.
He's done it before. He can do something about it. I have it. It's in his hand. But I also had another one time, and it lasted for several years. Now the Lord has made such a wonderful relationship with me and that person.
Thank the Lord.
To God. It took me keeping low down at his feet and keeping humble.
Yes, amen.
They would come to me and they'd say, well, you did so-and-so. And I'd say, I'm sorry. Then it'd be something else. Looked like I never could satisfy. The last time they said something to me about what I used to do years ago, I said, you know something? I think I told him, I'm sorry. And if I had to do over again, I would do some things different. And I had no more problem after that. The Lord just took it all away. God can do things.
Yes,
he can work things. It seemed like I never could satisfy that person. I mean, I don't care what they told me that I used to do or I whatever. And I say, I'm sorry. And then it looked like they kept bringing up, but then God intervened. God can work. Your case may look hopeless, but it's not hopeless for God. He's the God of all comfort. 2 Thessalonians 2, 16 and 17.
Comfort your heart and establish you in every good work. Word and work. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God even our Father, which had loved us and had given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work.
You see how it says through Jesus Christ, God comfort your heart. I'm telling you the same thing that the writer told those Thessalonians, the God, according to Jesus Christ, comfort your heart. Through Jesus Christ, may God comfort your heart and establish you. He wants to establish you. If you have given your heart to the Lord, he wants to establish you in him. You don't have to be saved today and then out tomorrow, and saved the next day, and out the next day. God wants to establish you. When you give your heart to God, when you ask him to forgive you for your sin, when you ask him to come into your heart, he wants to establish you in the things of God, and he wants to comfort you. Let's go to Isaiah 51 and 3. Isaiah 51 and 3.
For the Lord shall comfort Zion, he will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody.
Isn't that beautiful? That's what he wants to do for us. When you live for God, he don't want you with your head down and you're all sad and you're all upset and you got a face like that. No, He wants to put a big smile on our face. Like the, it says, like the Garden of Eden. Don't you, can you imagine how beautiful the Garden of Eden was? All the beautiful flowers, beautiful trees, everything was sunshine and beauty. And that's what he wants his people to be like. He doesn't want us, if we're going to live for him, to be all down and in the dumps and all just he wants to lift us up. He wants to put joy and gladness. We can be joyful and glad even in the dark times. Did you know that? How can we be joyful? Because God is God Almighty. We have him on our side. So we can still rejoice. Amen. Do you remember in the scriptures where Paul and Silas were in jail? And what did they do? They didn't sit there and moan and feel sorry for themselves. At midnight, they began to pray and sing praises unto the Lord. And with that joy, they're in jail now. With that, the Lord sent an earthquake, broke their bands, and the man, the keeper, he was about ready to kill himself because he thought everybody had left. But when he didn't, he said, "What must I do to be saved? What must I do?" And then God blessed him. God bless. Do you know when we have hard times and if we can rejoice, we can be a blessing to someone else?
Yes,
that's what he wants.
Yes.
Let's lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory.
Yes.
We have this God on our side that will help us. And all we have to do is claim it. Claim it. Believe it. It's so. Well, the Lord gives us several ways to comfort us. And one of the ways he comforts us is through his word. You see this? You feel bad, you feel down, you feel depressed, read the Bible.
Amen.
Read the Word of God. He comforts us through his Word. Let's go to Psalms 119 and 50.
This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me.
Thy word quickeneth me. When I'm afflicted, when I'm feeling down, I go to the word and it quickens me. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Sometimes you feel overwhelmed with things, problems, but the word says, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And Psalms 91 says, what, maybe it's 46, I'm not sure. God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. All of the scriptures can comfort us when we are in trouble. When we have a battle, we can say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Learn those scriptures. Memorize them. Let them be a part of your life and your heart. When things go wrong, instead of giving in to it, quote the scripture.
Amen. Glory.
And God will help you. Romans 15 and 4.
But whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
Do you know you're going to find hope when you are reading the scripture? Maybe your situation may look hopeless. Go into the scripture. And you will find comfort and hope through his word. Now, another way the Lord gives us comfort is knowing that he's merciful and he's kind.
Yes.
Let's go to Psalms 119:76. When I know I make a mistake, I know that God is a merciful God, and I know that I can go to him, and that he is going to be kind. He's not going to shoo me away. He's not going to kick me to the curb. He's not going to make me feel like I'm just nothing and worthless. Because I know of his mercifulness, I can have comfort.
Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word, unto thy servant.
See, and David had this, because David did a very wrong thing when he had Uriah killed, and he had done something wrong with his wife, so he had him killed. But he came to the Lord. He knew God was a merciful God. And he came to him and repented and asked God to forgive him. And he did. And that gave him comfort that he knew that he could be forgiven. Another way the Lord gives us comfort is through songs. Sometimes we could be going along and it looked like everything, a cloud over you. And then he gives you a song, and that gives us comfort. Let's go to Job 35:10. I want to tell you, I've told this so many times, but I'll tell it again. One time when I hurt my leg, the bottom of my, right at my ankle. And I thought that it was not going to heal. It looked like it was going to take me out of here. And I would just resign. I said, well, I'm thinking this is not going to heal. And I woke up. I went in my bathroom one Sunday morning. And the Lord dropped that song, I'm healed. I know I am. I'm healed this very hour. For my Jesus says I am, and I feel his mighty power. So he gave me that song. That song gave me comfort, but it also gave me hope. That happened about 30-some years ago, almost around close to 40 years ago, because my daughter Becky was 9 months old when that was happening. And God healed me. You know, I'm telling you, he will give us comfort through songs. Did you get that, Joe?
Yeah. But none said, where is God, my maker, who giveth songs in the night?
See, he gives songs in the night when everything looks dark. Go to Psalms 42:8. Sometimes it seems like the worst, if you're sick, it seems like it gets worse at night. Or if you are concerned about something, it seems like it just pours down on you. Here it is, night, and it feels like, oh, Lord, I don't know how this is going to work out. Those kind of things happen in the night. But the Lord will give you comfort through song in the night.
Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life.
Thank the Lord. In the night, his song, he's going to give you a song. One more song, scripture on songs is Psalm 77:6.
I will call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart, and my spirit made a diligent search.
See, in the night, it lifts you. Those songs will lift your spirit and make you feel encouraged. Now, I'm going to read one more scripture. I want us to know God is a God of love. He's a God of compassion. He's a God of comfort. And he cares. Many times he comforted people. When Jesus was here and he would see people in trouble, he would have compassion on them. And I'm so thankful that he has the same compassion today. Yes. Let's go now to 2 Corinthians 2 and read verses 3 through 8. You know, if we have comfort of God, he wants us to share this comfort to other people. And that's what I'm trying to do today. I've been comforted of God. I want to share the comfort to others. And if a person doesn't get that comfort, they can be down and they can be depressed. And we want, or discouraged. And we want to do all that we can to share this little comfort that God gave us to other people to keep them from being discouraged.
And I wrote this same unto you, lest when I came, I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice. Have confidence in you all, and my joy is the joy of you all. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye may know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. But if any have caused grief, he had not grieved me, but in part that I may not overcharge you all. Sufficient to such man is this punishment, which was inflicted of many. So that contrarywise, you ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. Wherefore I beseech you that you will conform your love towards him.
The point he's making here is you want to give comfort to others so that they are not overcome with grief. That's the point. We don't want to see anybody else overcome with grief. We want to do our part to be a comfort to others. And one more scripture is found in 2 Corinthians 13 and 11.
Finally, brethren, farewell, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you.
I said, finally. It says, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of peace shall be with you. Pray for me.